This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm at my other job, and one of the executive assistants is having issues with her computer. And, you know, I tell her, all right, why don't you call, you know, the IT guys or, you know, and, you know, she's like, she did, nobody's coming. And I'm like, well, that's kind of odd because when I had an issue, they came right away. All right, now. Yeah, she could have been, well, la-dee-da. I go, no. It has nothing to do with my looks or being sexy, and I'm not. I mean, I think she's prettier than me, so I don't think it has anything to do with that. But, you know, I find when I need something done, it kind of gets done right away. But there's a difference. And, unfortunately, the sad news to this is, I figured out the difference, and this is unfortunately why women get a bad name. When I had a problem with my computer, and everything was all kind of wiped out, and I didn't know why, rather than me calling calm and cool and collected, saying, yes, you know, I have an issue with the computer, can somebody please come down and fix it? You know, thank you, you know, kind of calm and whatever, It was like, oh, my gosh, I'm being hacked. It's the Russians. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my gosh, is somebody trying to mess with me? I freak out. I wig. And because I wigged, right away, they came down. You know, I've been married 20 years to Corey. Some of you guys have met Corey. Some of you guys have seen him online. Some of you guys don't even know if he exists, but he does. I am married. Yes, there is a man on this earth that actually wanted to be married to me, right, for 20 years. Okay? I don't know if it's going to last another year, but still, he's with me. And that is the only way I get him to do something. If I want him to do something, I have to basically wig out and act like I'm having a breakdown. Now, if I just go, oh, you know, Corey, there's a spider, you know, can you kill it? He won't move. He won't move from what he's doing. Maybe he's playing a video game. Maybe he's reading something. Maybe he's watching a TV show. He doesn't move. But if I completely have a breakdown, and I go, oh, my gosh, there's a spider in the house. There's a spider in the house. Oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. And I run around, you know, like a chicken without a head. He gets up. Now, this is learned behavior from us. So guys, you got to listen up. So guys, you have to be masters, all right, of how to run things in your house. Because this is what happens when we women see that you don't get off your butts, we get louder, we make the situation a lot more dramatic than it is to get you to move. Now maybe we do it subconsciously because there's no way you could enjoy your show if we're sitting here yelling and screaming and, you know, ranting all over the place. Maybe there's no way you could finish your game and, I don't know, kill off the, you know, I don't know, the stormtroopers with your, you know, I don't know, Jedi game that you're playing. I don't know what he plays now with the kids. It makes no sense to me, but whatever, World of Warcraft. So, you know, I notice that it's almost like he can't even enjoy what he's doing until he finally fixes what I need fixed. And you see, that's learned behavior. So, guys, what do you need to do to stop this? Because you don't want your lady to sit there and freak out, you know, every time you finally sit down and relax and open up a beer. All right? This is how you do it. If we, 20 years prior, all right, ask you to do something, and we ask you to do something nicely, just do it. Just say, you want to know what? If you're worried about that spider, then I'm worried about that spider. And I don't want you in pain because I love you so much. Let me kill that spider. And then in return, You're probably going to get sex, and you'll get to go back and watch your TV show. You know, same thing with my kids. My kids are like, Mom, why do you yell all the time? Why do I yell all the time? It's because when I ask you to do something, you don't listen. Right? That's the same conversation we've always had. Well, that's true. If I ask my son nicely, can you please pick up the dirty underwear and put it in the washing machine? It doesn't happen. Then maybe I'll be like, come on, you got dirty underwear. All right, I don't really want to pick it up. Can you put it in the washing machine, please? Doesn't happen. But if I start to scream and act like I'm going to bring the rain because there's, you know, dirty underwear, what the, oh my gosh, I am not going to step in your underwear. He gets up and he does it. So you guys have inadvertently trained us women to be raging lunatics. And it's not our fault. That's the only way we get you to respond. So this is what I'd like you guys to do. And just, you know, humor us. Okay? Group together. And maybe let's make a campaign. I will do what you ask on the first try. Right? Or on the first request. If you guys heed to our first request, you know how much easier your life would be? Yeah, I look in the mirror sometimes, and I know. I got to stop doing that. So I look in the mirror, and I'm seeing myself age. And I'm seeing myself get the wrinkles, right, and the crinkles. And I see myself, which is so frightening, I'm looking more and more like my mother. Now, I love my mother, but I sure as hell don't want to look like her. And I don't look like her when she was happy-go-lucky and relaxed. I don't think I ever remember seeing her happy-go-lucky and relaxed. I look like her when she was about to have a major BF about something. So, you know, ladies, okay, we got to, you know, work on our men and, you know, maybe, you know, tell them, look, you know, I don't want to yell at you. All right, can we do this? Because I don't want to be the mean guy. I don't want to yell. And guys, please. All right, I know there's still a lot of sports going on right now. All right, we got, you know, and I know there's a lot of things that you guys want to do in your spare time. My husband likes to fly. So he wants to, he does. We used to have a plane, and then with the recession, he had to sell it. And now you could get planes pretty cheap. Right? There are a lot of people selling their planes. And so he wants to get another one. And, I mean, they're, believe it or not, some of them are cheaper than cars. They're, yeah. And so, what was the first thing I did when he said he wants to go back up there and fly? I said, hold on, and I gave him a big list of things to do. And hopefully he gets all that stuff done before he goes out for an hour or two flying, because that's what's going to happen. He's going to come back and, oh, I'm so tired. I'm like, why are you tired? He's like, well, because I had to take a plane up into the air. Like, and I'm like, oh, like I feel guilty. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So dominating health headlines is, of course, the Obamacare repeal and replace, or just repeal or leave and allow to implode. And so obviously that dominates the headlines. And so I try to bring you the latest. And the latest is now two GOP senators from Tennessee are looking to temporarily fix at least one issue of Obamacare. And this bill was introduced by Senators Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker that would allow people to use their Obamacare subsidies to purchase any state-approved plan on the private market if there are no insurers selling policies on the federal exchange in their county. All right. So basically, for those states that only have one choice on the health insurance exchange, that doesn't necessarily mean there's only one choice of health insurance in the whole entire state. That just means these are insurers that want to be a part of the whole subsidy Obamacare thing. So if you were going to get, I don't know, $900 off a month of your subsidies, you could use that subsidy for private insurance outside the exchange within your state. So it's good. I just still don't understand why these subsidies are so damn high. I mean, that's a lot of money. So as you guys know, big insurers like UnitedHealth and Aetna have mostly left the individual market over the last few years, citing financial reasons due to the new healthcare change. 32% of counties across the country only have one insurer offering plans through the Affordable Care Act exchange. Meanwhile, 34,000 people, let's say living in metro area Knoxville, Tennessee, will have no options on the exchange after Humana said that they're not going to participate in 2018. So according to Senator Alexander, we need to act. We're talking about giving people peace of mind, particularly if you're a low-income person and you have a fear that in 2018 you won't have any health insurance. That's not a political issue. That's a personal issue. Let me finish with this, and then I'll tell you what I think we need to do. The bill would also waive Obamacare's fine for not having insurance for people living in counties with no insurers in the exchanges. Well, that makes sense. Why should you be fined and penalized if you can't purchase health insurance because there's nothing on the exchange? If passed, that would remain in effect through the end of 2019 plan year. House Republicans say they're looking to restart their effort on repealing Obamacare, but have not offered a timeline or specifics, according to the Hill. Okay, by the way, that previous paragraph saying the bill would waive the Obamacare fine, some of you thought that the penalty was already gone. Remember what I said. Obamacare is still the law of the land. We all expected something to have been repealed by now. So by April 15th, when you do your taxes, you don't have to really worry about the, as long as that executive order was still in play, well, that executive order was where President Trump told the IRS and government agencies to kind of back off on, the stress, the financial stress when it comes to Obamacare and the penalties, such that the IRS wouldn't reject your tax return if you didn't fill out the one part that had to do with the insurance that you have. I think box 61. But that doesn't mean the penalty is gone. This is still the law of the land. If the government wanted to, based on Obamacare, they could still fine you every year, which is why so many of us are like, can somebody figure out what the hell is going on? So the senators, Alexander and Corker, I apologize, would waive that fine. So that implies the fine still exists. Okay? Now, this Knoxville, Tennessee metro area with 34,000 people not having any options on the exchange because Humana's pulling out. We've known Humana was pulling out. I think the only insurance company that expanded during the Affordable Care Act was Cigna. I think Cigna decided to take on a few more states, but other than that, it looks like so many people are scaling back. So the debate is, if the GOP can't get anything passed, which is kind of a shock because you have President Trump, you got a Republican-led House, you got a Republican-led Senate, you would think they would be able to pull together. But no, I understand why we don't want to do this half-assed, but there looks like there's a lot of controversy and a lot of disagreement between the Freedom Caucus and regular GOP members. But when it comes to, I apologize, let me lower this sound bite here. When it comes to working on this to get something done, the choices the GOP has is to, all right, put another bill out there or let Obamacare implode as it is. If there are no insurance companies, right, available for people to purchase insurance, then, let the Democratic representatives in those states go, okay, we need to do something. Now, the big thing that is really mucking all this up is politics and how politics is portrayed in the media. Okay, and I know that the system is broken. The system was starting to break before Obamacare. There's no doubt about that. We talked about what happened in the 90s, what happened in the early 2000s. There were a lot of things going wrong. And then when the recession hit, you had to, you know, expand that safety net of Medicaid. All right? So there were things that were going wrong. It's just, unfortunately, the bill was one of the poorest ways to execute how to fix our health care system in terms of the Affordable Care Act. So now, it's already failing. If people in Knoxville, Tennessee don't have any insurance to buy on the exchange, hence no subsidies, then as far as I'm concerned, even if it's one city, it's dead. The Obamacare is dead. It's done. But that's not how the media portrays it. The media is going to ignore that fact and keep talking about how the Republicans are ruining Obamacare. So, I mean, maybe they do need to wait to 2018. But they're going to be blamed because they're the ones in power. So no matter what they do, they're going to be blamed. Just like no matter what happens, the Democrats are getting blamed for Obamacare. Even if some of them didn't like it, even if some of them say, look, we do need to fix this. It's politics. Right? And right now, everybody's eyes are on the midterm elections. And you're like, are you kidding me? Can we get something done first before we worry about our own political butts? But that's not the way it is. So they have two choices. One is let 2018 come, right? And when things really start to, you know, crumble and the ship starts to sink even more, come in and rescue. So they could do that. However, as we discussed, Obamacare could sputter along just enough on life support until the midterm elections, when more Democrats get into office and can infuse more money into the system. So if that's the case, you know, maybe the GOP has to act quicker. Personally, I think we need to talk to the media and say, look, are you really going to say that this is still a viable plan? I think we need the country to agree that this needs to get fixed. Once we get the country to agree, we could have some Democrats, we could have some Republicans work together. Now, the Democrats do not want to repeal Obamacare because if they do, they won't get reelected. The GOP doesn't want to put masking tape or, you know, duct tape on a sinking ship because then they won't get reelected. The GOP, the reason why they won is because they promised they would get rid of this Obamacare. And a lot of Democrats voted for Republicans this time around. Nobody in the media is admitting it, but how else did the GOP win? Hey? There were a lot of independents and some Democrats who secretly said, you know what, I really can't stand, you know, what's going on. So let's see what they could do. So they really have less than fact. Elections are already campaigning is going to start early next year. They have less than a year to do something in the positive direction. Now, mind you, it is going to take at least a decade to roll out a plan that starts to resalvage not only what Obamacare did, but try to fix what needed to get fixed in the early 2000s. See, that's another thing we're forgetting. There were a lot of problems with our healthcare system before Obamacare. And so what we thought would have gotten fixed didn't necessarily get fixed. Now, allowing pre-existing conditions to not be a disqualification was a great move, but it wasn't very practical. So now we have health insurance premiums that will never go down unless we figure out what to do with pre-existing conditions. So now the GOP has double the work. They have to fix the health care issues that were happening before Obamacare, and they need to fix what Obamacare did. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, for years, there has been discussions and controversy whether somebody using medical marijuana should be able to qualify to get an organ transplant. And this has been going on for years. There's been back and forth discussion that maybe marijuana will hurt the process by allowing fungal infections to take in and making the patient more vulnerable to other infections. Yet there's also been studies saying marijuana may actually help organ transplant patients by delaying a rejection. Let me tell you about that one study. That was back a couple years ago. A team of researchers from the University of South Carolina School of Medicine found THC, which is the active psychedelic ingredient in marijuana, successfully delayed the organ rejection in a group of mice. For the study, the researchers took two groups of genetically different mice, skin graft from one group of mice was grafted to another, and vice versa. While the first group was being treated with placebo, the second group was exposed to THC. What researchers observed was strange, they said, but wow. They said, we were excited to demonstrate for the first time that cannabinoid receptors play an important role in prolongation of rejection of a foreign graft by suppressing the immune system. According to co-author Mitzi Nagarkati, this opens up a new area of research that would lead to better approaches to prevent transplant rejection as well as treat other inflammatory diseases. So, saying that marijuana could make an organ transplant worse is still debatable. So, there's a bill right now. State lawmakers in Maine are weighing a proposal that would prevent hospitals from removing people from organ transplant waiting lists if they use medical marijuana. What came to light was Gary Godfrey, who suffers from a hereditary disease that causes kidney failure. He was taken off the kidney transplant registry back in 2012 because he was using medical marijuana as a pain reliever. At Maine Medical Center, the state's only transplant center, candidates are not allowed to use marijuana due to the risk of an invasive fungal infection. The program tells the Portland Press Herald it wants to provide treatment based on safe, evidence-based practices. Godfrey told lawmakers this week marijuana allowed him to function day-to-day and care for his family. Republican Representative Deborah Sanderson has asked hospitals to look into whether there's a way would-be transplant recipients could take medical marijuana. So, this controversy and this discussion has been going on for a while, and where I believe it all started was if you needed a liver transplant, if you were an alcoholic, no, you weren't going to get that liver. And the reason why is because you're, like, for example, if you, let's say there's, you know, only one liver and there's hundreds of people that need it, maybe thousands. Right? If you are going to ruin that liver again, because you possibly ruined it the first time with cirrhosis by drinking so much, then, what's to stop you from doing it again? So many times on these transplant lists, you have to prove that you are free of those behaviors. Right? Maybe there has to be a certain period of time that you're drug-free. It's interesting. You know, here in America, we try to aim for equality for all. We don't want anybody to think that they are being triaged based on gender, race, creed, you know. However, if you did drugs, right, the consensus is, why give you the organ when there's a child who is fighting for their life that may not use drugs? Now, maybe the reason why you were using drugs or using alcohol, et cetera, is because you were in pain. Maybe it's because you had underlying issues and that's why you went to it. You used it as a medicine. But because transplant organs are so far and few between, you may get overlooked for somebody else. Now, what I believe happened with marijuana was it wasn't so much that marijuana would put you at risk for a rejection of the organ, but marijuana was, back in 2012, right, under illicit substances. And, they are not going to give an organ to somebody on something illicit. Now, even though medical marijuana was legal, right, still, according to the federal government, marijuana is illegal. So now you have the issue of, healthy people, they're not doing drugs, going, wait a second, why am I getting passed over for the liver or passed over for the kidney? So this is probably going to be another reason why the federal government is going to have to legalize marijuana, such that people who use marijuana medicinally, and trust me, it is going to quintuple, right, once most states legalize it. Then you don't have people getting, kicked off a transplant list. Do I think somebody who uses marijuana does not deserve an organ? Absolutely not. Of course they do. If somebody is abusing their body for funsies and poops and giggles, no, I would rather that organ go to somebody who was fighting for their life and, got dealt a bad, hand of cards and is, lived a healthy life and unfortunately, organs started to fail and they need a new one. But, you know, if you're using marijuana as medicine, just like somebody using, you know, diabetic medication or blood pressure medication, et cetera, that should not disqualify you. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those, one of you had asked how to, you know, what is the process of getting on a waiting list? I want you to visit verywell.com. It actually kind of, there's a variety of different hospitals that also have them on their websites. But, you know, this basically talks about how the process goes, you know, what to expect, et cetera. So you're going to get a physical exam. They're going to do, you know, blood tests. They're going to look at your general state of health, see how your organs are functioning. Then a transplant surgeon is going to meet with you. There'll be some more blood work, more evaluation being done. There's also going to be a psychological evaluation before transplantation. Some of you think it's very easy to get a new body part. It's not. You know, look at all the people that have had transgender surgery that said they didn't realize, they wish they hadn't had it done. Getting a new body part or losing a body part does affect you psychologically. Remember, your body has been with that kidney, you know, ever since you were born. And now you have a new kidney in there, and the body's trying to tell the mind, look, this is foreign. So you do get a psychological evaluation. They also want to make sure that you are going to be very diligent with your treatment. All right? Remember there was one kid who I guess was in trouble with the law, and I believe he was being declined an organ, a pediatric organ transplant, and it was going to be given to another kid. And I think the family sued because they said that they shouldn't discriminate against him because he got in trouble a lot in school and suspended and expelled or whatever. Well, the psychological evaluation has to be passed. If we don't think you are going to be taking your immunosuppressive drugs, because remember, when you have a new body part in you, your body is going to want to reject it. So we have to suppress your immune system so it allows the organ to live there and work. If not, your body rejects it. And even if we match it as close as possible, the rejection could still happen because it isn't you. It's not autologous. So it's, autologous. Let's call it autologous. Sounds like snuffleupagus, right? Autologous. All right. If you do have psychiatric or mental disorders, they say you could be disqualified. A schizophrenic patient who is not taking medication and having delusions may not get the organ transplant. However, if somebody is very diligent with their medications and in control, they may. Not to mention there's a lot of stress, going through a surgery, et cetera, and then pain. You know, some people may not be able to afford the transplant. Most insurances should cover it, but not completely. So they also want to make sure that you have financial counseling. They evaluate your addictive and harmful behaviors. Transplant centers vary on their policies regarding the length of time. A patient must be drug-free to qualify for a transplant, but most will test you for drugs regularly. Now, let's say you do drugs. Are they going to rip the organ out of you? No. But the year or two you waiting, then, yeah. And so, all right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys. So this is funny. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Boo Boo the kitty cat has been found after 4 years. A woman in California said her cat, Boo Boo, went missing 4 years ago, but has been found in Ontario. Ashley Alleman from Watsonville, California, says her mother received a call from Southern Ontario Animal Shelter 2 weeks ago notifying them that Boo Boo, Their brown tabby was alive and well. I'm looking at a picture of Boo Boo. My gosh. He looks like my mean cat Shake. Oh my gosh. Good riddance. Like, I love my pets, but honestly, if my cat left me and, wait, fine, see ya. The 21-year-old lady who lost her cat says staff at the Humane Society in Guelph, Ontario, did a routine microscope scan when Boo Boo was brought into the shelter earlier this month and found the cat had been missing from Northern California since 2013. That's what's cool about those chips. You put those little microchips so if your cat ever, you know, leaves or goes away or whatever, somebody could find them. I only have one in Shake. I don't have them in the other ones. I don't know why. I really like the other cats more than Shaky Boo, but that's... I don't know why I was, I probably should because I really love the other cats. Alleman says Boo Boo was an outdoor cat and it wasn't unusual for her to be roaming around outside for a day. So it's very interesting, the women cats. See, usually it's the guy cats like Shake, you know, who want to go and he wants to check everything out and, you know, check out the babes and all that. But a girl cat, you know, girl cats, they don't, you know, usually wander like that. So she roamed around, but the cat did not come home. So after 2 days, the family knew that the animal went missing. She said someone from the Guelph Humane Society is expected to drive the cat to Buffalo, New York, and hand the animal over to her mom. When Boo Boo gets home, she's going to get a tickle attack and rub tummy. And anyway, she says she'll definitely be an indoor cat this time. To you see, I would be over if Shake left me, Shakeaboo. We got Shakeaboo, we got Saji. We got Snowball, and we got Snappy. If any of them left, I would be so over them after 3 weeks, let alone 3 years. Oh, 4 years. All right, that's boo-boo, but that's all right. It's a happy story. Pooper Scooper Drones. Have you guys heard about that? A Dutch startup company is set to release a fleet of drones to combat the 220 million pounds of dog droppings left in Netherlands streets each year. These are called dog drones. The vehicles will work together as a team to detect and scoop up the poop. The aerial drone is fitted with cameras and thermal energy technology. Thermal energy. That's right. My dog, when he poops, it's hot. I mean, you see the steam when it's cold outside coming off the poop. The aerial drone is fitted with cameras and thermal energy technology that transmits GPS coordinates of the feces to a rolling robot on the ground that immediately leaves its hub to clean up the waste. Dog Drones is, I guess, the brainchild of Gerben Levers and Mark Sandlowski, who met at an event for entrepreneurs and has since started Tinky. According to Tinky, there are 1.5 million dogs in the Netherlands. Each one poops 2 to 3 times a day and leaves behind 3.5 ounces of material. 3.5? My lab? I'd say 3.5 pounds. Although some dog owners clean up after their pets, the majority of them ignore the issue. I know. We have an issue right now where our dog has pooped, and I want to wait till it dries because it's easier to pick up, but then you forget. So anyway, many of them leave, unfortunately, the poop, though, out in the street. Okay, see, in my house, all right, I could pick it up after a few days. But outside, no. You use those bags and you scoop it up and whatever. In the Netherlands, every year, 220 million pounds of dog poo are not disposed. Especially with the rising temperature in the spring, dog poo can seriously endanger people's health. It has bacteria, viruses, parasites, worms that are especially harmful for children. They say adults and other dogs are at risk, and parasite eggs can survive for years and result in danger of infection if dog poo is not properly disposed. See, nobody calls it dog poo. You know, they call it something else, but we can't say that on air. All right, so what is this new technology? This is very interesting. All right. They say it's an unmanned aerial vehicle called Watchdog One. Watchdog One uses the camera and thermal imaging to scan the environment for canine waste. But the technology only lets the drone spot dog poo at body temperature. So that means there's a limited amount of time before it goes undetected. So right now I'm looking at some poo. And I'm looking at it under thermal imaging. It's very easy. It looks like a little rubber ducky. Right? But you know that it's poo. And let me see what else. They say the watchdog one uses a camera. The thermal imaging will create a heat map showing the location, which is translated into GPS coordinates and sent to Patrol Dog 1. Patrol Dog 1 is the ground robot. So you see how it's a synergistic, you know, operation. You got Watchdog 1, which is the drone. Then you got Patrol Dog 1, which is the ground robot. The GPS coordinates act as a command for Patrol Dog 1 to dispose of the droppings. However, during tests, the team discovered that the ground drone needs more development as it is unable to collect past a certain amount. So if you have a little baby innocent toy poodle, you're probably good. But if unfortunately you're like us with a 150-pound lab who drops 5-pound deuces, you're in trouble. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Two Yale University seniors have created a product that they think will be the end-all to hangovers. Margaret Morse and Liam McClintock wanted a supplement that would allow them to have a fun on the night out, but would not impede on being able to work the next morning. Now, we've talked about hangovers, and we've talked about the acetaldehyde that builds up. When you drink, you get dehydrated. The acetaldehyde doesn't get metabolized. The more that builds up, the more you feel sick. You also lose vitamins and electrolytes. You get a glutamine rebound. There's also immunological disturbances. So their proposed solution is called Sun Up. It is a powdered citrus-flavored supplement filled with vitamins and nutrients. This is a powder that you take before you start drinking, and it helps your liver deal with the stress you're putting when you drink, McClintock told WTNH. According to the New Haven Register, one would drink Sun Up in a glass of water around an hour before they start drinking. All right. Good job for the students. I think it's great that, you know, if they're going to, you know, drink and, you know, do what they do in college, at least, you know, put it to some good use and make some good science. But here's the problem. When you go out drinking, right, you don't stop necessarily and bone up on your vitamins. In fact, what the average college student does is skip breakfast, skip lunch, skip meals entirely so that they get a bigger buzz. They're not going to stop and drink a bunch of vitamins and nutrients. Now, if somebody was smart, I think that is a good idea. Right? Get some vitamins and nutrients into your system. But the problem is it's still not going to negate the toxic effects of alcohol. What would really sell is something that you could drink afterwards. People can, if they do wake up with a hangover, something that stops the hangover right away. Unfortunately, by then, you're already feeling crappy. You're already feeling tired. You're already feeling kind of, you know, sluggish, and you can't go to work. So that would be interesting. It's very easy to study. Just give a bunch of college students that. Let them go out and party and drink and see how they feel the next day. You know, we used to do banana bags when we were in medical school. If we got drunk, we would, you know, put an IV in. It would have some potassium in there. Potassium is big. It would have some vitamin B. And, you know, we would hydrate ourselves. And that would help us with hangovers. We didn't do it a lot because you really couldn't find, you know, IV bags just laying around. Nowadays, everything is on computers, so you really can't just take anything that you need. But, you know, giving yourself IVs would help, you know, get your, you know, get you back pretty quickly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.